You're listening to Shoddy Point. I'm your host, Heidi Cook, and this is episode number 5. Our topic today is, what marriage years are the hardest?
First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
Hello everyone and welcome to today's podcast on the topic of, what marriage years are the hardest? Oftentimes, when we think about marriage, we imagine a partnership that is full of love, commitment, and respect that lasts for a lifetime. However, the reality is that marriage is not always sunshine and rainbows. It comes with its own set of challenges and difficulties that can test the strength of any relationship. While every couple's experience is unique, research has shown that there are certain years in a marriage that are more difficult than others.
The first few years of marriage, also known as the newlywed years, are often seen as the honeymoon phase. Couples are still getting to know each other on a deeper level, and the excitement of being newlyweds can quickly overshadow any challenges that arise. However, for some couples, this phase can be a challenging one. The pressure of trying to build a strong foundation, combined with adjusting to living together and making major decisions as a team, can be overwhelming. It's important for both partners to be patient with one another during this period and to communicate openly and honestly about their feelings and concerns.
The next difficult period in a marriage is the 7-year itch, which refers to the typical time frame when couples experience a dip in marital satisfaction. During this time, couples may find themselves becoming bored with each other or feeling less committed to the relationship. They might start to question whether they made the right choice in getting married or whether their partner is truly the one for them. It's important for couples to recognize that this is a normal phase in any long-term relationship. Instead of giving up or looking for excitement outside the marriage, couples need to work together to reignite the spark in their relationship and find new ways to connect with one another.
The 10-year mark is another difficult period in a marriage. By this point, couples have been together long enough to establish a routine, but they may also start to take each other for granted. The daily demands of work and family life can also put a strain on the relationship, causing partners to feel neglected or underappreciated. During this period, couples need to make a conscious effort to prioritize their relationship and find ways to keep the romance alive. This might include scheduling regular date nights, trying new things together, or simply taking the time to show appreciation for one another.
The final difficult period in a marriage is during the empty nest years. This is a time when couples are no longer responsible for raising their children and their roles in the relationship may shift. Some couples experience a sense of loss or purposelessness during this period, while others may feel like they are living with a stranger. To overcome the difficulties of the empty nest years, couples need to reconnect with each other and find new hobbies or interests to share. It's also important for each partner to have their own individual pursuits, as this can help to keep the relationship balanced and prevent feelings of resentment or suffocation. In conclusion, marriage is a journey that comes with its ups and downs. While there are no guarantees when it comes to the success of a marriage, knowing what to expect during the difficult periods can help couples to navigate these challenges with greater ease. By being patient, communicating openly, and prioritizing their relationship, couples can weather any storm and come out stronger on the other side. Thank you for joining us today on this podcast, and we hope that you found this information helpful. See you next time.
Episode 5 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Heidi Cook. Adios.